from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles?
Yes, and a silly story. I am the biggest fool.
You're not.
No, I saw, you know, on late night TV, you see baseball.
Yes.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, a week ago, I saw that. So, Jutta in the crowd.
You didn't?
Well, I'm not sure. A woman very like Jutta was waving a big pom-pom at some Dodgers game.
She was?
And I thought, better get over, you know, because she's my wife.
You're getting the old feeling again, were you?
Yes, and I arrive and never go to Los Angeles quite because it is very much, they judge you on what you're like.
Really?
Yes, and at customs, they asked me my purpose of visit to America. I just said, I'm Sven, I'm looking for my wife.
Seems reasonable to me.
But they said, who isn't, Buster? It's so depressing. And
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
I went to some games, but Jutta was not there. And I came back. I should not have called, but it's so nice to be back here where she isn't.
So you didn't find her in Los Angeles?
No, I found nothing. I found only shallow values and...
Not like Norway at all?
Nothing like... Well, just like Norway.
Oh, really?
You're glad to be away. I get back here and first thing I read, is a Mr. Fishburne is in Parliament in somewhere. And I think, oh, God.
Dudley Fishburne. You can't get away from it, can you?
Dudley Fishburne. And I think, where can I go?
Yeah, I've got some more bad news for you as well.
What's this, Paul Craig?
We're launching the IRN fishing line. It's another one of these telephone services.
Then you call to discover what?
And the 0898 number has got a rundown of all the phishing news.
Well, do you get, like, Naughty Nancy on the...
No, it's just fish on this occasion,
fish,
I'm afraid. There's no getting away from it.
Anything interesting.
No, not even a Naughty Nancy. How's your Naughty Nancy down at the Launderette? Is that still going? Or?
No, dear, it was so awful because the first sight she was... a blossom of a woman, and then I took, just as a icebreaker, I went up to her with some socks and some underwear and said,
romantic.
You know, this could be the start of something, and she burned them.
Oh, and how did you take that?
I couldn't take it. I mean, all in front of my eyes, petrol. Light up, they went in flames, and
So do you think she didn't really take it too well then?
Well, she does not understand Norwegian humour.
No,
I don't. I've never understood Norwegian humour.
No, I can't understand how she'd miss that, really. Sven, I think you better have a good bit of kip, actually.
Yeah,
not kip.
Yes, I spoke to the lady. I said, I just got in from Los Angeles. I should have a big lie down and call tomorrow with her, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that no sign of Jutta at all.
Well, only on TV, and I saw the Dukakis and everyone on the TV, and nowhere over here in the newspapers is anything about this segment of Dukakis' speech, which he spoke for half an hour about fish.
I missed that, actually, and I watched the whole of Newsnight, and they cut the fish, didn't they?
Live ESPN in America.
Yeah.
Half an hour. Half of it in Greek.
Yeah.
A bit in Spanish, and all fish.
You travel all the way from Norway, and what do you get?
What do you get? Fish.
Dukakis fish. There's no end to it.
Right. Well, nice to be back in a friendly country.
Welcome back. Thank you, Sven.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Sven from Sis Cottage, and we'll have more calls after the latest news.